broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray, and we've got a great guest, an old friend of North Fulton Business Radio, John Wittenberg. He's the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. John, how you doing today?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. So let's get right into it. I think we ought to know about Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs, but for those that don't, give us the big overview.
Minuteman Press, Sandy Springs, is a full-service printer and print marketing company. We've been around now. This is our seventh year, located in vibrant Sandy Springs.
Yes.
And by full service, I mean that we can print just about anything that you need to put your name or logo on. And that runs the gamut from business cards and brochures to signage, yard signs, pull-up banners. It's almost, the sky's the limit. We get into promotional products because that's a good complement to what business people typically need to market themselves. And we've now become a full-service mail services provider as well, so that businesses that see the benefit of direct mail like we do, we can accommodate their needs from start to finish.
I would definitely want to get into that, John. Now, one of the things that By that whole list of different products and services that you offer, you're obviously more than a business card printer. I mean, I think that's what people think when they think Minuteman Press. That's in your name, press. They think printing. You're a lot more than a printer.
Yes, sir. It's ironic that business cards, after all these years, are still our number one seller. Believe it or not, I run the numbers every year and can't believe it, but it just goes to show that while the digital age is here, people still want to touch and hold on to things.
Sure.
There's emotion in paper, mm-hmm. and in meeting people, not so much on the smartphone itself. It's fine to click and transfer contact information, but there's a little bit of lack of emotion in that process. And I think as long as human beings are going to be in existence and wanting to meet each other, business cards, brochures, that type of thing is going to be important to people.
Absolutely. Now, John, let's back up for a second. You went into business about 7 years ago now. Do I remember that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And talk about why you went into business with Minuteman Press. All the different businesses you could have gotten into, why Minuteman Press?
Why Minuteman? It's a great question. I went through that period of life a few years ago where, my background is finance and accounting, and we all love finance and accounting. But I asked myself several years ago, I wanted to look ahead and say, okay, would I enjoy doing this for the next 15 years or so? I guess the resounding answer was no, and maybe it was time to start looking for other opportunities. And so I went to things like franchise trade shows and searched the internet looking for businesses. And it wasn't printing that sold me on this industry. It was Minuteman Press. I met them at a franchise trade show. They had a good business model. They were willing to open themselves up to good conversation, to let me meet other local business owners, see how they ran their businesses. And I had never envisioned this type of business, but the more I looked into it, the more it seemed like a good idea. And so Sandy Springs became available back in 2012. That franchise territory became available when another owner needed to sell. And while I wasn't looking to take over a franchise, I was more inclined to open new, but that was a good opportunity that opened up. And I had done enough due diligence to realize it was time to take the plunge.
I heard a lesson in there for folks that are considering opening a franchise. don't look necessarily to the type of business, look to the quality of the franchisor. That's what I heard in what you just said.
Yeah, absolutely. We get, as franchisees, we get excellent support from the franchise when we need it. They're not overbearing. They don't force us to do things. They have a business model, and it's a good business model, but you're not married to it. You do have to respect things like trademarks and basic things as you would with any franchise. But we are independently owned and operated. They give us the freedom to run and market the business the way we see fit to do it.
And in your case, in Minuteman case, in the case of Minuteman Press, I should say, they've been around a while, so they've ironed out the kinks in the business model, as it were.
Indeed,
right?
You know, over 40 years they've been around. Started in New York, they're international. We have over 800 franchises in the U.S. alone. Every 2 years, we have a convention. We'll be in Las Vegas in July. Probably have 600 or 700 at least business owners that will come to the conference because we understand. I'll be there because we understand the value of being around other successful owners and learning from them the things they're doing right and the things that they've done wrong, so that you don't have to repeat someone else's mistakes. So it's a very valuable opportunity to learn from others, and it's just one of the benefits to being there. But we also have regional and local support from the franchise. So if situations come up, we have a place to go. We don't have to basically reinvent the wheel to get something done.
And some customers don't think about the value of this, right? That there's value in being part of an organization that has stability, great support for you, so that they know that you're handling their brand correctly.
That's exactly right. There are a lot of printers out there. There are a lot of suppliers out there. And if you don't know which ones to use, you can get in trouble, particularly when it comes to someone's brand who may have a special color need, or that, you know, design has to be spot on, and if it's not, then they can't use it, and we don't want to get in situations like that. The benefit of the brand, our brand, is that the franchise negotiates national accounts with several suppliers nationwide, and that gives us the opportunity to not only compete on price, but also we know the quality is going to be there because we've used those suppliers ourselves.
Sure. We're speaking with John Wittenberg, and John is the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. Okay, so we've delayed long enough. Let's start talking about printing. You mentioned there's a lot of printers out there, so what is it from a customer's point of view that makes Minuteman Press, makes your business different?
It's interesting. It took me over 2 years to realize this, but you know, after two or so years in business and dealing with competitive pricing, and you know, I'm a consumer myself. I used to buy a lot of printing for the work I was doing. So I'm sensitive to pricing, and also to quality. And what happened was I was beginning to question, why was I doing this? You know, am I just another printer? What do I need to be doing to be adding value? And I have to thank Simon Sinek and his TEDx talk on Start With Why. That got me to thinking about more than what and how we were doing things, but why were we doing things? And as a result of that, we came up with our, I guess I'd call it our value proposition. What's our real reason for being here? And it starts with the customer's brand and image. And to us, image is everything. And we have to do everything possible to make the customer's image be the very best it can be. Now, there are costs to doing that, and it does mean that sometimes we're not the lowest price provider when it comes to printing. And so part of it, the customer has to decide what's most important to them. And we let the customer decide that.
Sure.
We do the extra things. You know, we not only do the proofing process, but we double check proofs. You know, we want to make sure that there aren't any spelling or grammatical areas. I'm an amateur editor myself, and I don't mind when I have the time to sit down and read someone's document and make sure that there aren't grammar or spelling errors in the document, because sometimes spell check doesn't catch everything. And the more eyes we can have on it, the more certain we're going to be that it's going to be a quality product when it's all said and done.
For certain. Now I'm getting nervous about our show notes. I better go over those again, make sure they're right, since John's such a good editor, right? So,
check me, John.
Okay, cool. Now, and you're right, so that there are folks out there, business owners out there, that they really want the low-cost product, they want the low-cost alternative, they want to go on the Internet. So how do you talk to folks about that, about the value of their brand?
We talk more about what our process is and the things we go through to make sure that color's going to be right, spelling's going to be right, that nothing's going to get overlooked. And by the way, you know, we guarantee what we sell. And if, in fact, there does turn out to be a mistake, we hope it never happens, but if it does, we will make it right. We'll print it again, and it pains me to do it because we never like to make mistakes, but our job is to get it right, hopefully the first time, and we do most of the time. And we like to leave our customers wowing them. And there have been instances where we had one recently where my client relations person saw that our customer, when he picked up his business cards, he just wasn't excited. And she asked him what was wrong. And there was nothing wrong with the print or anything, but he said he just thought his picture could look better. Okay, so we went back and took another look at it. We redesigned his photo. We printed another set of business cards on the house, because we wanted him to be thrilled. And he was thrilled and said that, you know, he can't wait to come back, you know, when he runs out of those to get some more. So we want the customer to have a great experience with us, so they'll want to come back and they'll want to tell their friends and associates that Minuteman Press Sandy Springs is really a great place to go.
Great stuff. John Wittenberg, he's the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. Now, John, so what do I need to know about some of the other products that you offer? I mean, you've got a whole book here of ideas, promotional ideas.
Right.
I have my head down running my business. What do I need to do about promotional items? What kind of general advice can you give folks about that? And what do you offer, you know, to meet that advice?
We looked at promotional products as a good complement to our conventional printing. And what we've migrated to is to essentially a one-stop shop for busy business people. We know that when the boss comes to somebody and says, hey, we've got an opportunity to have a table at a show in 2 or 3 weeks, okay, what have we got? And a poor employee goes, well, we don't have anything. We have business cards. We don't have pens. We don't have pads. What do? You can call us, and we will, first of all, we have an idea book that we're happy to give anybody that has, you know, hundreds of pages of just ideas. That doesn't run the gamut by any means, but it gives you an idea of what to ask for.
Sure.
And then we will do the research and find the right products for you. Tell us what your budget is, because prices run from small to large on any of these items, from inexpensive pens and pads to candy with your logo on it, to lip balm, flash drives, spray for your hand sanitizer, just all kinds of stuff. So it really depends on your budget. But if we can help anybody get ready, including the tablecloths, the banners, the backdrops, whatever they might need, we can help get it done.
And part of it is you keeping up with some of the new items that are out there that are cool items, right? So that if I've got a cool item that I can give to a client, that reflects well on me, but I don't know what those items are. You do.
Right. I mean, we recently did orders for gift bags with gold foil on them. We've done champagne glasses, champagne flutes with a logo. It's almost infinite. And if, all we ask for is just ask us, and we will do the research, and we'll help you find it. And somebody out there has probably made it, and it's very rare when someone asks for something and it can't be done. In fact, I'll add, we recently did lapel pins, custom lapel pins for Georgia Eye Bank that they give to their donor and the recipient family.
Oh, wow.
That was a very cool project. It was complicated.
Right.
But they came out beautifully. And, that was another, not sure you put it in the classification of promotional product necessarily, but very similar to that.
Now, we talked about direct mail, and you, before we came on the air, you were talking, giving us some pretty interesting stats about that. You were a little pessimistic about this when Minuteman Press rolled this out, but you're a believer. Talk about that.
It's interesting. We always had direct mail in our marketing strategy, just never made it a very big one, because I personally, as a consumer, I get a lot of direct mail, most of which I throw in the trash, because it either doesn't interest me or it doesn't move me or call to action.
Mm-hmm.
So what we used to do exclusively was every door direct mail, which is a great program from the Postal Service. It's the least expensive form of direct mail you could do, because you don't have to buy a mailing list. You choose the zip code and the carrier routes that you want. Every address on that carrier's route will get that particular mail piece, okay? So you don't have to buy a mailing list, and all you need to do is a mail piece that will motivate people, call them to action, give a reason for people to contact you. That's what this is all about. And what convinced me about on direct mail with a mailing list is that we got some statistics that said, and this really surprised me, it says over 60% of online searches are conducted because of print marketing materials, including direct mail. That was an eye-opener for me.
Yeah, wow.
And told me that I needed, just as a business owner, as part of my marketing strategy, to take a more serious look at direct mail. 56% of customers find print marketing, such as direct mail, to be the most trustworthy type of marketing.
Interesting.
That's a strong statistic.
Very strong.
Direct mail influences 76% of internet users to buy a product or service online. So just being found on Google or Bing, apparently, is not enough. Your marketing strategy needs to encompass direct mail to some extent in order to really hit home the message you're trying to convey to people.
And there's not as much competition in the mailbox as there used to be, right? I mean, it used to be that you would pull a handful of stuff out and you would throw it away before you got in the house with it, right? Yeah. But now there's just not as much going out because people feel like it's the internet age and all their budget is oriented toward that.
Yeah, I do think you see fewer of those thick catalogs. But I do still get every week a lot of the same type of that newspaper insert type that's always in my mailbox. There are the providers that stuff 30, 40, 50 offers in an envelope and send those out each month. We feel that a personalized direct mail piece, whether it be an oversized postcard, could even be a letter in an envelope, but an oversized postcard is a very effective standout type of mail piece. But again, it still comes down to the offer. You've got to have a reason for people to contact you. If you're just going to send information out without a call to action, a static web page can accomplish the same thing. But if you'll give people a reason to call you, whether it's price or a free consultation, some reason to get people's attention, and do it more than once, by the way.
Sure.
Because timing is everything in life. And that one day it showed up in someone's mailbox, maybe it wasn't the right day, but 2 weeks later might be the right day. So we always encourage people to budget to do things more than once, to make sure that they can get the most effectiveness out of the campaign.
Well, and speaking of effectiveness, you've got some ideas on how to structure or for the copy on that oversized postcard or whatever form that takes.
Yes.
In order to judge that effectiveness.
Yes, sir. In fact, if someone provides copy and it doesn't include a call to action, we will insist on it. We've done enough of these to know that there has to be something to tug at the heartstrings of the consumer, whoever's getting that mail piece.
Or their purse strings.
Yeah, that too. That always helps. But something's got to strike a chord, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's got to motivate them to either do something right then or put it on the refrigerator.
Right.
So that they have it when they need it.
Yeah. So, and when you have that call to action, having a unique call to action that doesn't exist in the rest of your business, so you know the source of that when someone calls in or comes to visit.
Exactly.
You.
Yeah. That's always helpful to know so that you can evaluate how effective that marketing campaign is.
So B2C, B2B are both effective for direct mail, or I mean, when I think of direct mail, I think more B2C, but is B2B, are those businesses candidates for a successful direct mail campaign?
Both are, and the reason is even the business person has a home. So even though you might not think that, you know, if I'm this type of business and I'm sending out a mailing and I'm looking for a certain type of other business to do business with, you have to keep in mind they have a residence somewhere. And so your mail piece is likely to be seen, but it's a numbers game. We all know that, you know, just because you send out 2,000 mail pieces doesn't mean you're going to get 250 callbacks. It doesn't work that way. We know that the return percentage is low, so it's important to play the numbers right and send it out to enough people so that the message will get eventually to the people you're looking for.
So, John, every day you swim in the marketing waters, print, direct mail, promotional products, what have you. I want your secret on how you promote your business, right? So talk a little bit about that, because those are the things that I'm interested in copying for my own.
We do a little bit of everything. Yes, we do the direct mail. We do a good bit of network relationship network marketing.
Good old fashioned relationships, face to face, huh?
Chamber of Commerce meetings. We love the Pro Alliance at the Greater North Fulton Chamber every Wednesday. Our marketing territory includes Dunwoody and East Cobb, as well as Sandy Springs. So we do events with the Sandy Springs Chamber. Also collaborate with Dunwoody and the East Cobb Business Association. And we also understand that you have to be found on the Internet, so that search engine optimization is awfully important. Smartphones do drive a lot of behavior these days, so we know we have to be found, and we have to be ready to act when we get those leads from people who are using their smartphone because they know they're ready. Those are about the hottest leads you can get, and we have to be ready to respond with quotes and proofs as soon as possible.
So give us some customer challenges that you're facing in your business.
Honestly, probably short attention span.
Everybody's got that challenge.
Well, when we send out a proof, we're counting on our customers and clients to closely look at that proof and make sure everything is airtight. Sometimes if people are using their smartphone to look at a proof and they don't either see it on a desktop monitor or better print it out, then we find that people will overlook things. Now, we'll do our best to correct those mistakes. Again, the last thing we want to have to do is reprint and inconvenience people. So proofing is really probably the most challenging part of it. The burden, of course, is on us, but it's shared with the consumer. You know, it does take two to tango to make sure that we get everything right. So the smartphone is a blessing, but sometimes it's also a curse when folks aren't able to take the time to closely look at the proofs we send them.
So folks, respond to your printer, whether that's John Wittenberg at Minuteman Press or whoever your favorite printer is, when they send the proofs, right? Please respond.
Please respond, and please take a close look at it.
Yes, please look.
Let's get it right the first time, and we'll wow you. Believe me, you will love the experience. We hope we have the opportunity for people to come to the shop. We bake cookies every morning.
I was going to say, part of the problem, John, is that people may be eating those fresh baked cookies you have and not paying attention to their proof.
Well, okay, I can live with that.
Okay,
but we enjoy doing it. We enjoy meeting people when they have the opportunity to come to the shop and sit down with the designer for a few minutes, take a look around, touch and feel the paper. If they're not sure of what card stock or text weight stock, come to the shop. We're in Sandy Springs. We're not far away. We're happy to spend time with you. Offer you the cookie. Not everybody takes us up on it, but we love it when they do. And when I make the deliveries, I'll deliver a cookie as well. So it's a lot of fun to make that part of our process.
Now, as we wrap up here, John, you've been heavily involved in the community. You've been supportive of a lot of different businesses or other businesses, other initiatives, charitable organizations. Give us a sense of that, if you would. And also, I want you to brag on yourself and give us the lowdown on the award you got from Sandy Springs Chamber. Was it, I think, maybe 2 years ago?
It was a couple years ago. We were awarded Small Business of the Year in Sandy Springs. We were thrilled to get it.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
We do believe in giving back whenever possible. We're big supporters of several causes, including the Drake House. They have their fashion show will be coming up in a couple of months, and we're happy to support them. I'm also a big fan of the arts. My son is a thespian, graduating at UAB this in just a few weeks, and so the arts is close to my heart. And we're patrons of the City Springs Theater Company. Enjoy helping them out. Obviously, going to the shows as well.
Sure.
But we try to be good stewards and give back when we can. It's obviously, we're a small business. We can't do everything for free. But whenever the opportunity is there, we do try to help out.
John Wittenberg, he's the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. John, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, tell them how they do that.
You can telephone us at 678-691-9100. We have an email address at sandysprings@minutemanpress.com. And we're on the web at sandysprings.minutemanpress.com.
John, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, folks, we are in the Digital Ignition, or in our studio's inside Digital Ignition, I should say, and Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and this is the time of the year for that patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And I'd also like to let folks know that we have a archive of shows. I think this is show number 133. I'm a little hoarse saying that, but we've had a lot of shows over the last 3 years, a lot of great guests. Over 400 guests have come through this studio during that time, and we're looking forward to celebrating a birthday party here soon for the North Fulton Studio of Business Radio X. But go to our archive for North Fulton Business Radio. You can see a lot of great shows there with guests like John, a lot of different companies and disciplines. NorthFulton.BusinessRadioX.com. Check us out there and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear it. So I want to thank again our guest today, John Wittenberg, the owner of Minuteman Press. And thanks to everyone again for being with us here on North Fulton Business Radio.